The Science of Getting Rich, Attracting Financial Success Through Creative Thought by Wallace D. Wattles, read by Beau Bridgewater. Chapter 5, Increasing Life. You must get rid of the last vestige of the old idea that there is a deity whose will it is that you should be poor, or whose purposes may be served by keeping you in poverty. The intelligent substance, which is everything and lives in everything, lives in you. It is a consciously living substance. Being a consciously living substance, it must have the natural and inherent desire of every living intelligence for the increase of life. Every living thing must continually seek for the enlargement of its life, because life, in the mere act of living, must increase itself. A seed dropped into the ground springs into activity, and in the act of living produces 100 more seeds. Life, by living, multiplies itself. It is forever becoming more. It must do so to continue to exist. Intelligence is under this same necessity for continuous increase. Every thought we think makes it necessary for us to think another thought. Consciousness is continually expanding. Every fact we learn leads us to the learning of another fact. Knowledge is continually increasing. Every talent we cultivate brings to the mind the desire to cultivate another talent. We are subject to the urge of life. In seeking expression for this urge, we are impelled to know more, to do more, and to be more. In order to know more, do more, and be more, we must have more. We must have things to use, because we learn and do and become only by using things. We must get rich so that we can live more. The desire for riches is simply the capacity for larger life seeking fulfillment. Every desire is the effort of an unexpressed possibility to come into action. It is power seeking to manifest which causes desire. That which makes you want more money is the same as that which makes the plant grow. It is life seeking fuller expression. The one living substance must be subject to this law for all of life. It is permeated with the desire to live more. That is why it is under the necessity of creating things, because this substance desires to live more in you. It wants you to have all the things you can use. It is the desire of God that you should get rich. He wants you to get rich because he can express himself better through you and have plenty of things to use in giving him expression. He can live more in you if you have unlimited command of the means of life. The universe desires you to have everything you want to have. Nature is friendly to your plans. Everything is naturally for you. Make up your mind that this is true. It is essential, however, that your purpose should harmonize with the purpose that is in everything. You must want real life, not mere pleasure or sensual gratification. Life is the performance of function, and the individual really lives only when he performs without excess every function, physical, mental, and spiritual, of which he is capable. You do not want to get rich in order to live swinishly, or the gratification of animal desires. That is not life, but the performance of every physical function is a part of life, and no one lives completely who denies the impulses of the body a normal and healthful expression. You do not want to get rich solely to enjoy mental pleasures, to get knowledge, to gratify ambition, to outshine others, or to be famous. All these are legitimate part of life. However, the person who only lives for the pleasures of the intellect alone will only have a partial life. He will never be satisfied with his lot. You do not want to get rich solely for the good of others, nor do you wish to lose yourself for the salvation of humanity, or to only experience the joys of philanthropy and sacrifice. The joys of the soul are only a part of life. They are no better or nobler than any other part. You want to get rich so that you can eat, drink, and be merry when it's time to do these things. You want to be rich so that you may surround yourself with beautiful things, see distant lands, feed your mind, and develop your intellect. You want to be rich so that you may love people and do kind things and be able to play a good part in helping the world to find truth. But remember that extreme altruism is no better and no nobler than extreme selfishness. Both are mistakes. Get rid of the idea that God wants you to sacrifice yourself for others, that you can secure this favor by doing so. God requires nothing of the kind. What He wants is that you should make the most of yourself, for yourself and for others. And you can help others more by making the most of yourself than in any other way. You can make the most of yourself only by getting rich. Thus, it is right and praiseworthy that you should give your first and best thought to the work of acquiring wealth. Remember, however, that the desire of substance is for all. Its movements must be for more life to all. It cannot be made to work for less life to any because it is seeking riches and life in everything and in everyone. The intelligent substance will make things for you, but it will not take things away from someone else and give them to you. You must get rid of the thought of competition. You are to create, not to compete, for what is already created. You do not have to take anything away from anyone. You do not have to drive sharp bargains. You do not have to cheat or take advantage. You do not need to let any man work for you for less than he earns. You do not have to covet the property of others or look at it with wishful eyes. No one has anything of which you cannot have the same, and you can have it without taking what he has away from him. You are to become a creator, not a competitor. You are going to get what you want, but in such a way that when you get it, every other person will have more than he has now. I am aware that there are people who acquire a vast amount of money by proceeding in direct opposition to the directions in the preceding paragraph. Those of the plutocratic type who become very rich sometimes do so purely through their extraordinary ability on the plane of competition. However, sometimes, for example, in their contribution to the growth of industry, they unconsciously harmonize with substance in its movement toward the betterment of humanity. Rockefeller, Carnegie, Morgan have been the unconscious agents of the supreme power in the necessary work of systematizing and organizing productive industry. Their work has contributed immensely toward increased life for all. They helped to organize production and were soon succeeded by the agents of the multitude who organized the machinery of distribution. The multimillionaires are like the monster reptiles of prehistoric eras. They play a necessary part in the evolutionary process, but the same power which produced them will dispose of them. And it is well to bear in mind that they have never been really rich. A record of the private lives of most of this class will show that they have really been the most abject and wretched of the poor. Riches secured on the competitive plane are never satisfactory and permanent. They are yours today and another's tomorrow. Remember, if you are to become rich in a scientific and certain way, you must rise entirely out of a competitive thought. You must never think for a moment that the supply is limited. You can drop into the competitive mind the moment you begin to think that all the money is being cornered and controlled by bankers and others, and that you must exert yourself to get laws passed to stop this process. Your power to cause creation will temporarily disappear, and what is worse, you will probably arrest the creative movements you have already instituted. Know that there are countless millions of dollars worth of undiscovered gold in the mountains of the earth. Know that if there were not, more would be created from the thinking substance to supply your needs. Know that the money you need will come, even if it is necessary for 1,000 people to be led to the discovery of new gold mines tomorrow. Never look at the visible supply. Always look at the limitless riches in the formless substance and know that they are coming to you as fast as you can receive and use them. Nobody, by cornering the visible supply, can prevent you from getting what is yours. Never allow yourself to think for an instant that all the best building spots will be taken before you get ready to build your house. Never worry about the trusts and combines and get anxious for fear they will soon come to own the whole earth. Never get afraid that you will lose what you want because some other person beats you to it. That cannot possibly happen. You are not seeking anything that is possessed by anybody else. You are causing what you want to be created from the formless substance, and the supply is limitless. Stick to the formulated statement. There is a thinking stuff from which all things are made, and which, in its original state, permeates, penetrates, and fills the inner spaces of the universe. A thought in this substance produces the thing that is imaged by the thought. A person can form things in his thought, and by impressing his thought upon formless substance, can cause the thing he thinks about to be created.